each facility is mandated to report errors in 28 categories, covering many ways a patient may be harmed or even killed while under a doctor's care. And some errors, says State Health Commissioner Dr. Greg Larkin, are more serious than others.
Leaving foreign objects in a patient after surgery, having a preventable fall that results in a death or serious disability that was preventable, obviously is serious. Or even having surgery performed on the wrong part of the body.
IU Health Bloomington Hospital reports three errors for the past year, including one instance of a foreign object left in a patient. Leanne Horn, the hospital's director of quality improvement and its patient safety officer, says doctors are encouraged to report errors themselves, and they're not often fired for a single mistake.
Where it's a problem is if there's a trend. Providers go under a reappointment where their quality is looked at and scrutinized every 2 years, actually every 8 months here, to look at to make sure that there aren't any trends. And then if there's a trend, then that's where we can dive in a little deeper.
Still, Horn says some contracts with doctors have not been renewed if such a trend shows up in their evaluation. Only 46 of 149 hospitals reporting statistics to the study in 2010 showed any errors at all, meaning less than a third of the state's hospitals commit 100% of the state's medical errors, if the report is to be believed. Greg Larkin admits the study is only as good as the honesty of its data, and Bloomington Hospital's Horn says it's possible some errors haven't been discovered yet.
If it's a large hospital who has a large volume and goes several years without a reportable, you know, I would be concerned about their culture as far as transparency. But a hospital can have zero.
Bloomington Hospital ties for sixth on the errors report. Terre Haute's Union Hospital had the fifth most errors with four, including two cases where surgery was performed on the wrong body part. Clarion Health's three Indianapolis facilities, IU, Methodist, and Riley, lead the list in both the number of errors and the number of patients treated. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.